Okay, can we resume? You guys need more time to map out your processes o pwede nang pag-usapan? I want people whose current and improved processes are finished to present. Who wants to go first? You guys want to go first? Get a mic. Tell us what you're trying to address.
Specifically, where we did talk about the preaching series for worship services. Current process, you know, we plan
it for... What is the problem you're identifying?
Problem is... A lack of communication, slow cascading of decisions. So yung pinili namin, particularly yung sa preaching series natin. Yun.
Okay.
Yun. I don't need to expound naman, di ba? Alam niyo naman yan. Na dumarating sa amin, maybe a week before the actual preaching. A week or max, at least two. Let's say, for instance, tapos na yung gap this Sunday, I received the collateral or the PowerPoint ng Friday. And parang para i-meet si volunteer for anything, let's say gagawa ng stage props, tapos aantayin natin yung PowerPoint, it will be too late kasi mag-start na sila after the weekend pa para magamit natin yun the following Sunday. So ngayon, as what we know, it's being done. Our pastors prepare for it for a year. We have an annual preaching meeting. You know, that happens sometime October. And then what happens is that they discuss every preaching series before, ahead of time. Let's say we are in the gap series. We're now talking about, or we're now finalizing the timeless series. So yun yung nangyayari. And then release of collaterals 2 weeks or a week before the actual series. So during the gap and then timeless series, lumabas si timeless PowerPoint Friday ng hapon. And then implications nun sa atin, we have little time to do the preparation in the local churches. So maybe that explains why the videos are, you know.
What is the trigger point? Is the PowerPoint?
At least yung collateral, yung design, yung peg design. Nakikita namin, at least for this series, Friday na. Yun, Friday na na-upload sa pastor's resource. You
know. And for completion when? For Sunday?
For Sunday.
Wow, so you have Saturday only?
Yes.
I see. So the trigger point for the local church is when the, what do you call that? When
collateral.
The collateral is uploaded.
Yes, yes.
And okay, so why do you think it is uploaded late?
Maybe late na nagawa yung decision.
So what is your recommendation? What's the process improvement?
Decisions needs to be made fast.
As in?
Maybe 3 months ahead. Maybe that's too, ano? Well, at least there's a peg design. What happens is that when we have changes, let's say...
Ganito, when is the latest that the collateral must be uploaded? For you to have a decent, to do a decent job and still have a life.
Still alive? That's a very good question. Maybe 1 month. 1 month will at least this will not entail us late requisition of budgets. We'll be able to cascade it with our volunteers, and they will feel like we're really preparing for the series. You know, we can have nightlife and watch a movie, and then.
So in other words, when the collateral is uploaded, a series of steps are taken by you.
Yes.
Okay. And what you have to show is what those steps are and how long those steps take. What do you think will cause the pastors to hasten things up so that those collaterals are uploaded a month earlier?
They need to know our timeline. How long does it take to make a video?
Do you think they know your timeline?
Maybe not all of them. Yan. How long will it take to make, to print out an invitation? How long will it take to make a stage design? You know, things like this.
Okay, and let's say they are not aware. Kasi one is they're aware and they ignore it. Two is they are not aware. So mas madali yung number two. If they're not aware, you make them aware. Okay, you make them aware by developing a flow chart. Now, once you upload the collateral, Ito ang ginagawa namin after that. And that's why it takes, step number one takes 1 day, step number two takes 3 days, and that's why it takes, that's why we need 1 month. I don't know if 1 month is correct or not. In other words, be reasonable, be flexible. But the absolute drop-dead date has to be X number of days prior to Sunday. Okay? And develop that, and then you must cascade it upwards to the pastor. Okay? Is that your recommendation?
Yes, that's one of our recommendations. Then second is that to create maybe a research and development team who will, you know, who will help the pastors think the preaching series in terms of its relevance and marketing, you know, really ahead of time. Sometimes our own creative people are just thinking about things that are happening in an, you know, I mean, our communication department, for example, been receiving requests from different departments. So yun pa lang, puno na sila. So they cannot think of something ahead of time, which we cannot fault them because there's so many things running right
okay,
now.
Okay, if you create that team, you will create a structure to solve a process. And it could be expensive.
Well, for now, what is happening is that we are asking our pastors and their admin, you know, to do this specific job. Let's say this particular, let's say Timeless is being delegated to this church. Let's say Victory Makati, for instance. Now, Victory Makati, on top of what they're actually doing, we're adding additional work to them. Now, on that note, you know, parang we are expecting after this, ma-approve na and all. Pag hindi na-approve, they have to redo this on top of what they are doing. So parang paulit-ulit.
But are those assignments rotated among churches or is it always?
Yes, it's rotated.
It's rotated.
But if I could just speak.
Yeah. How come I have all the mics? They're all here.
Because even if it's rotated, you don't have a guarantee that the churches where the assignments will be given will have the necessary manpower to deliver.
Unless they are aware when their turn will come, so they can plan in advance.
Yeah, but not all churches are the same. Not all churches have communication departments.
Still,
some churches don't have even a communications office.
Still, if they know in advance, they can build up resources. So that's a process issue. It's a process thing. Because be careful. If there's a process issue and then the solution is build the structure, you're going to build overhead. Are you with me? But nahuli, ang dami ng tao. But ang dami ng tao. Eh kasi, to make sure na ganito, to make sure, you know, you keep building structures, magiging mahal yung overhead mo. In business, I mean, you know, hindi pwede. Kanya, you crack the whip. Kung structure yan, pare, you know, let's get our act together. You see. And hey, pastors, we need you to make a decision sooner. Nasabi ng pastor, hindi nyo naman kasi sinasabi, hindi namin alam eh. Kasi, every time we request, okay kayo ng okay. Which is true. 8 out of 10. Because we hold leaders in such high esteem. But I'm telling you, they don't know everything. They don't think of everything, and they cannot think of everything. And they would appreciate so much if you will feed it back to them.
Sir Alex, so I think if the if the problem was a process issue that the pastors are taking too long a time to decide, then baka naman it's time to parang reformat the question. And is it parang they don't have the time to decide kasi they don't have the collaterals yet to base their decisions on. So if we build, baka naman the question should be, is the structure correct? Now, do we have the right number of people in the communications department to deliver what the pastors need, you know, to be able to decide sooner?
Yeah, in the way I would approach it is like this. Start with low gear. Start with low-hanging fruit. Start with low-expense solutions. Kasi structure is very expensive solution. Okay, so process muna. Pag in process, streamline na, issue pa talaga, baka structure. Rather than a structure kagad, you see. Katulad nung si Battle and Tumblr. A structure kagad. Throw people at problems. You don't want to throw people at problems. You want to throw intelligence at problems. You see. So, pag may issue ganyan, pag process, you know, the premium is communication. communicate to the authority, which is the senior pastors, the issue. And that's where you actually, I agree with you, lack of communication, but 80% of lack of communication is bottom up. Because there's too much presumption. No, they're perfect. They're senior pastors. They're godly. They're holy. And they're geniuses. That's wrong. In all of those words, they are as sinful as you and I. You see, they are as limited as you and I. They need help. See? Ang posture kasi ganito eh. And I've been a senior pastor. I know it. Okay? And people die for me. So ikaw naman, na-spoil ako. Na-spoil ka naman. Ah, okay pala eh. You know, tatawag ka ng alas 11 ng gabi, kailangan bukas ng alas 6. Oo nang oo eh. And happily, happy pa siya. Okay? Ngayon pala yung asawa niya, galit na kasi hindi na makatulog. Oo nang oo eh. So ako, wala naman palang problema, okay naman. But then I realized, wow, you know, hindi pala pwede yun. So, if you tell me, Pastor, if you don't make a decision at this date, there's no video. To have a video, I'll have to forego my date with my wife, forego my time with my children. Do you want that? Because you teach me to be a good husband and a good father. You know, is that what you want? Oh. But you see, you have to feed it back. And you have to feed it back effectively. Wag yung sasabihin mo lang pag umiiyak ka na. Kailangan sasabihin mo way ahead, like a professional. As opposed to, you know, you're going to the pastor with a marital problem, and it's because he takes too long to decide on his collaterals. You see. You have to feed it back. So, be careful. You don't solve process problems by creating structures. Mahal yun. Eh, sabi nga natin, budget constraints, blah, 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 blah. You see. So, kung process problem, you have to have the courage. First of all, you have to have the clarity of mind na ano ba talagang issue? And 8 out of 10, I bet you, it's because pastors are spoiled. They do not have the discipline. Okay? Because I've lived that life. They don't have the... I'm probably exceptional because I'm a corporate executive as well when I was a pastor. So I knew timelines, you see. Okay? All right. Yes?
I have a question. Does it always follow that if you have a process...
Check one. Yeah, there. Does it always follow that if you have a process problem... you always have a process solution.
If the problem is truly process, yes. But sometimes a process problem is a structural problem in disguise, or it's a people problem in disguise. Kanya dapat, why ka ng why? Why ka ng why? Why, why, why? Pag nakita mo process, process lang pala. Ayusin natin ang process. Kasi pag inayos mo yung process, tapos ganun pa rin problem, teka muna, hindi process. Kasi hindi mo na-solve. You see. To me here, the structure that has to be done is information. Pastors have to be informed, okay? You preach on a Sunday, you want videos and all sorts of things, okay? Here's the process. Dapat indecision nandito. So sa business ganyan eh. When do we want to break with this commercial? June 1, okay. Break it down for me. Go backwards. If we want it launched in June 1, what has to happen when? Eh di, ibabalik ng mga tao ko. I-challenge ko ng konti. Tatawaran kami. Hanggang, committed niya. Sige, fine. So we know the decision points. But it is fed back to the leader. Now, it doesn't, when I was an executive, it didn't have to be fed back to me because I knew because I came from the ranks, you see. Okay, if I make you a pastor, you know when you have to make a decision because you were doing it all the time. But you see, the pastor who hasn't gone through that route, does not know. So, kailangan, paalam mo sa kanya. And that's not a sin. You won't go to hell because of that. I am telling you, 8 out of 10, they don't know. Now, if they know, and then they still don't follow, may people issue na yon. Na, you know, Pastor, don't you care for me? Do you love me, Pastor? You
know. Joshua, though.
Yeah. So, all right. Who else? Who else is finished? Who else? Who wants to do? Kayo, you want to do it? Ikaw na.
We worked on the having too many meetings.
Yeah.
For the process, first after the project brief has been written out, meaning the project has been identified, the project sponsor meets with the coordinator to cascade the project brief, and then the coordinator meets with the executing team, and then the executing team executes. After that, the executing team reports to the coordinator, who then reports to the project sponsor, and if there are any revisions, iikot na naman that the coordinator meets with the team and executes. So it's a andaming coordinating, which could be okay if it's like a really big project, but sometimes this also happens, even though it's a smaller project. So our recommendation, we think that it breaks down with the whole, there's nagkakaroon ng middleman, the coordinator person, na hindi naman, who might not be necessary for that specific project. So our recommendation is that the project, after the project has been defined, the project sponsor meets with the directly with the executing team who executes, so that when there are revisions, sa kanila na diretso. We determine that this happens because pwedeng merong technical communication gap between the project sponsor and the executing team, whatever technical expertise there can be. Or the executing team is too busy executing to meet. Pero mag-meet din naman sila later with the coordinator, so ganun din. Also, sometimes we think that the executing team needs to be empowered to meet with the project sponsors. Minsan kasi iniisip na, yun nga, the whole, it's similar to the whole, pastor sila, holy sila. So sometimes maybe the executing team is thinking, director, I'm not worthy to have a meeting with this person. So sometimes, hindi naman dapat ganun. Plus, also, the project sponsors also need to know the executing team themselves, if kung necessary, ganun.
Interesting. You see, it's supposed to be a process issue, but it's actually structural. Because there's a middleman. Here's the sponsor, coordinator, executing team. Okay? Kanya maraming meeting, sponsor to coordinator, coordinator to executing team, executing team to coordinator, coordinator to sponsor, sponsor to coordinator. It's a structure. Pag tinanggal mo to, diretso na lang. And there might be better personal relationships. Finally, the sponsor, the pastor meets his people, you know. So it could be a structural issue.
While we were talking about it, we were thinking, mukhang structure yata siya, or maybe people also, kasi yun nga, we have to know who we're working
Why
with.
Why are coordinators so present? Why are... Anong simula niyan? Masyadong maraming trabaho yung pastor. The pastor is always out.
That too.
But you see, the sponsor talks to the coordinator. So ang sinasabi nila, diretso na lang, kasi ganun din eh. Kasi what happens is, there is a loss of translation. Kasi pag iba yung pagkaintindi ng coordinator at sinabi sa execution, tapos mali, sasabihin ng sponsor, ba't yung ginawa nyo? Yun yung sinabi mo. Hindi, sinabi ko, blah, blah, blah. So there's too many information hubs. Okay? So it could be, that's a very good example. Kala natin process, it was actually structural. Pero if they're not always there, okay? Iba naman yun.
It's a different situation yung naiintindihan ni Mimi. Kasi yung sinasabi niya, you are on the sponsor side, stakeholders, yung mga boss mo. So yung coordinator na sinasabi niya, dun sa project, yung nag-execute ng project. So parang si Sarah, siya yung boss ni Nazai when it comes to web. Parang si Sarah yung laging nakikipag-meet sa sponsor kami. If for instance, we have a need. Tapos, siya yung magka-cascade dun sa mga tao niya. When in fact, ako, pwede akong dumiretso na lang sa mga tao niya. Yeah. And then yung mga tao niya will just report or update na lang si Sarah for whatever, diba?
Parang, sasabihan ako, because I'm their team leader, not because I'm actually involved in the project. So in terms of the project, wala ako dun. Ganun.
I thought yung cascade, yung coordination between the executive I thought yung sinasabi nating parang coordination is yung executing team and the senior pastors. Kasi yung parang senior pastors naman yung magde-decide. Parang diretso na. Wala nang Sarah or whoever. Parang June Escusar will talk to Wilbert directly. Is that what you were... Like that?
Yeah. No. Kasi di ba sila, yung mga senior pastors, they're the project stakeholders. They're not the project sponsors, diba?
Akala ko yung senior pastor yung... Anyways.
Siguro iba-iba din kung, yeah.
Actually,
kung
I was just about to say that. I was about to say that na iba-iba siya. For, I think for projects of different scales, iba yung effective na way. Kasi for example, for us, for communication support, it's effective for us to have someone like me who traffics people. If I allow people to attend meetings, if I allow my three artists to attend meetings, their time will be spent attending meetings with project stakeholders.
Yep.
Right. But because of me, I do all the meetings and I do all the consultations.
Yep.
Pagdating sa kanila, it's just a thing to do. It's just a task. Yeah. And by... Oh, it saves them time. And plus, they get to be maximized as artists.
Yes. Very good point. In which case, critical yung coordinator. Yeah.
Depende sa project scale.
Depende sa project. All right? Who else wanted to do... ano yung process niyo, Ramir?
Actually, while we were talking, I asked, is it actually a process problem? Do we actually have a problem with the current processes?
What are the symptoms that led to us thinking it's a problem?
Because we couldn't define technically what was the problem when you were asking the question. So what is the process? As a class, you were asking, so what was the process? Is it the RFF or is it the request or is it the reimbursement of the funds? We couldn't really identify which is which. So we got into thinking. It took a while for us to think about it. But we did pinpoint one specific issue as it relates to purchasing also and funds.
Okay.
But it is more on a local church context. Because technically the process would be, if I need something, I would email our purchasing officer who is tasked to come up with three quotations for our item. And then, of course, that would take time. And then the quotations would be forwarded to us. We would decide, and then we would sign the PR, accomplish a PRF, have it signed by several signatories, and then she would make the purchase. And then we would wait a couple of days before it gets delivered.
Yep.
At that time, in this... we needed it yesterday.
Yep.
So the amount of time it takes for that to get to our hands, it's kind of long. So what happens is for the local church, if we need a guitar string, we just buy it and have it reimbursed. So that's the process. And our solution is that maybe we can make another, not a process, but a different perspective as it relates to materials needed for specific ministry, say for example, for a local church which is events heavy. Maybe we can look at a perspective that how we liquidate according to big events, that as need basis, because for the local church, the recommendation has always been, for example, guitar strings. Can you just buy ahead of time so that if something breaks, you can have ready? But we'll never know, baka makalawang, hindi naman gamit, sayang, kailangan na namin bukas. So maybe there needs to be a rethinking, reevaluation of how we can approach yung mga as-need basis. Like for example, for the local church we're in, there are continuous events going on a week-in, week-out basis.
Are purchases centralized ba?
Yes.
Or
For the fort.
Yeah, but you're one location, so it makes sense to centralize it. But for local churches, they purchase their own stuff, right?
Yes.
So ano yung issue yung sinasabi niyo? Dito lang?
I think the perspective po kasi when finance drafted their procedures is from a context of an office-based operation. Unfortunately, the office-based operation, coming from an office myself from a previous job, it works for an office kasi all the things that you need for an office are planned ahead of time. Whereas, if you have a church, a local church, which is events heavy, na kumakapuro events yung organization, iba yung needs. And the way to approach an events parang organization is a bit different. Kasi nga, may mga as-need basis na purchases. So baka dun lang nagkakaroon ng friction na kailangan ko na ito kahapon, pero dahil kailangan pong kumuha ng apat na ganito or something. Baka lang dun merong.
Okay, I think one other way is to identify some fast-moving items. Look at historical consumption of guitar strings or you know those kinds of materials, fast-moving items. And there are one-off items. Now you only need it for that particular event. No, so but I don't think is it a major issue for you guys? Kasi planning lang yun eh. It's a planning process. If you know the time frame for the acquisition of materials, so you decide, huh? No, but yeah, but in those instances, so you buy it and get reimbursed. Bawal ba yun?
Yes.
It doesn't look good, but you're always reimbursing. Mm-hmm. Why are you always reimbursing? There's something wrong with your system.
Yep.
So it reflects in your department.
Yep. Well, let me ask you, is it true? Is it the majority of the case, or is it?
Reality is, as much as we are one church, operation-wise, local church operations very different from head office operations, very unpredictable, especially during events. Even how much you plan for an event, when the execution comes, even with the program, with the needs, all set up, once it's executed, there are a lot of things that you can never foresee. And you have to react to it. You can't prepare to it 2 days before, but on the incident it happens, what are you going to do? And different events have different demands. Different demands have different reactions needed. So
okay.
On the local church side, we have to be flexible, reactive, and as much as possible, alert, especially during events. And as much as on the contrary, to an admin office basis, wherein you could direct your working hours from 9 to 5, then whatever step you do the next day, on the local church, we cannot do that, especially during events. We have to
okay.
Pagtatanggol naman namin yung finance. No, honestly, kasi I think it's not a problem of the yung urgency stuff that you have to buy. I think it's a problem lang of proper documentation before. Kasi if you've seen some events, parang may mga occurring naman na expense na madaling kung na-monitor mo siya before, nangyayari pala to. So as you progress, the main goal there is that I really agree in the correct monitoring of the finances because as a ministry, we need that. Eh. But the main goal of as you do your events, the same events, as you progress, kumokonti ng kumokonti yung mga urgent mong binili. Hindi naman sinasabi ng finance, di ba, na bawal. Ang sinasabi lang nila, kung pwedeng iwasan, iwasan. And I've, even for me, na-call yung attention ko na, oh Jeff, ba't gumastos ka na naman? Eh, walang pera eh, kailangan. So but that, at the beginning, that was okay. Basta as it progresses, di ba, dapat yung system natin, may learning ka na, ito kailangan ko to, so isama ko na to. Ito kailangan ko to. So, ngayon, after about 1 year of, you know, ganun, ngayon, parang ang wala na kami sinishell out. Minsan pa nga sobra yung na-cash advance sa soli namin. So, kailangan lang magiging progressive yung mga, kung events-based ka. Kasi I don't think naman, kung local ka or national, I think naman, may peculiarity pero kaya siyang i-plan.
May pattern.
O, may pattern yan eh. Pwede mo siyang, and hindi naman nila sinasabi na bawal. Sinasabi lang nila as much as you can. Sana wag na lang.
Minimize natin. Ad hoc purchases. All right.
I'll just want to pick up what Mr. Alex said. The practice should be like this. I mean, within your local church, you put a structure or a system wherein you can define what are the materials that needs to be replenished. So based on your documentation, yeah, you can define the min-max. Meaning to say you have to identify what are those items that needs may stock karon. Ano yung minimum number nun? Ano yung maximum number nun? And with that number, you can send out some info to the finance guy. Heads up sila na, hey, we have certain amount of money na naandito siya ngayon stock. Kasi we need to replenish yung mga bagay na yun, like yung mga string. It's been a an issue before also in Victory Alabang District. So I asked the music director, why don't you identify it? Why don't you put, like, if I'm gonna place a new string here, how long will it last? At least ma-identify mo lang. Yeah, exactly. Yun din ang sabi niya. You cannot, okay, why don't you put it this way na lang? At least merong kang kapal. It's like bulb. Hindi mo kailang, alam kung kailan yan mawawala. Hindi naman pwedeng, good for us, we're in a mall, na pag namatay yung isa, we can run downstairs sa Ace Hardware, then buy one. Pero we cannot do that way. It's so tedious yun eh, di ba? So I ask one of our exit maintenance, I kind of, under the table, give him some advice to hindi, just to help him out to put a system. That's for him eh. Nahirapan din siya. So sabi ko, sige ganito, identify mo yung how many yung nakoconsume na. At least may idea tayo in a month's time, ilan yung napapalitan natin. Then from there, umorder ka na meron na tayo nun. So madali na.
You know, it's easy to go from one extreme to the other. But the reality is there are patterns. Okay, local church or office-based church, there are patterns. And what the finance and control people want is we minimize the exceptional activities. They will accept those exceptional activities, but we have to study our historical activities. Kasi may pattern yan. Maski na iba-ibang events yan, there's a pattern. So kailangan, we need some intelligence to decide, okay, actually, we can plan to a certain extent some items. So that instead of 80% ad hoc, it'll be 20% ad hoc and 80% regular purchases. So it's always a...
So one of the good planning also of an event or any activity is that there's a 10% yung budget mo versus the actual dapat 10% mark. Yung kung ano yung 10% lang dapat yung pwede mong excess dun sa binudget mo. I mean, that's when you say you manage your finances well on the event. Na foresee mo lahat. That's a good planning. So, I guess even with that, having that in mind, now I'm planning for an event, for activity, how can I make sure na hindi ako lalampas dun sa 10%? And I guess, it boils down to correct planning. The solution is not to give you more money or to put a cap or miscellaneous na 30% of whatever the budget is. But I think the solution there is the good planning and understanding what are the needs of your events. Kasi when you do that, I think mami-minimize yun eh. Although meron pa rin talaga. Pero even with that, when we're pegging some money, may sobra naman doon ng konti, di ba? Ay, nakatipid ka. So pwede mo naman siyang laruin.
And I think people in the finance group have to identify best practices and cascade it. Share it to all the other churches. If one church has better practices than other churches, those are good things to document and to cascade. Share with the other churches so that they will learn from one another. Okay? As you can see, when you do structure and process issues, there's a lot of knee-jerk reaction. Na hindi pwede sa amin yan, hindi pwede sa amin to. But actually, when you keep asking why, you have to get to the root issue and determine, okay, structural siguro to. Structural change is always the most expensive. Kanya, people try to postpone structural changes as much as possible. So process muna, baka naman makuha sa process yan. And when you do process change, it has a lot of communication. And what I want to share with you is you probably are typical in that there's too much top-down and too little bottom-up communication. And it's because of the way we view leadership in churches. We put them at a much higher pedestal than people in the world do. They're leaders. Okay? Whereas they're just like you and me. And they need help. They need feedback from you. Okay, let's proceed. Next is people, how to spot a people issue, okay, before lunch. Let's do this. There is a recurring problem. After analyzing the situation, you are convinced the root cause is neither structural nor a process issue. Ask, is it competence? Is it attitude? Is it relational? Pag people, tatlo lang yan. Alam ba niya yung trabaho niya? Yes or no? Pag yes, okay. Baka attitude. Okay? Pag okay naman ang attitude, baka relational. Meaning, typically, he or she is an okay person, but with particular individuals, you know, may issue. Nagmumula yung problema. So, a people problem is always tatlo. Number one, is it competence? Or is it attitude? Or is it relational? And how do you address them? Well, if it's competence, the three T's, train, trade, terminate. Okay? I'm sorry for saying terminate so casually. But if it's competence, itituruan mo. Now, the presumption there is, alam mo yung trabaho. You cannot train unless you know what the job is. Okay? And you don't train forever. Depending on the level, the lower the level, the shorter the training period, and your expectation, natuto na. Okay? Or the simpler the task. The higher and more complex the task, the longer the training period. So, for example, if it's a simple task, na I want you to smile when you greet people because you're the greeter. You cannot frown when you're greeting people as they walk into the church. I mean, you can expect instantaneous response. Okay? You won't be sick. I'll give you 3 weeks to learn how to smile and not frown. Hindi pwede yun. Okay? So that's a very simple task. The more complex the task, the longer time you will give to that person to respond. Okay? Now, the point is this. If that person does not respond, you ask yourself the question, is he or she in the right job? Okay? If the answer is no, then is there another place I can put him or her? Yun, trade. Okay? Kung wala, you sit down with the person and say, you know, maybe this ministry is not for you. Okay? Most people don't want the last T. Okay? Few people do T first. Very few. Okay? But generally speaking, people don't want to terminate. Because they think they're being compassionate. Okay, I'll tell you. If the person has to be let go, and you don't let go, you are being unfair. Okay, number one, to God, because that person is not doing his or her job, and yet you're allowing him or her to mess it up. Number two, to the church, because the church is not getting the benefit of what that person is supposed to do. Number three, to that person, because that person might be placed in the wrong job, and he or she might flourish in another job. And number four, to you, because it reflects poorly in your leadership. So, I don't want you to fire people right away, but you train, you trade, meaning put them somewhere else, if possible, but there will come a time when you may have to say, you know what? You may have to go to your boss and say, I think we have to let go of that volunteer or let go of that person. Because yun ang issue. So, yun ang competence. Kasi hindi siya matuto. Competence yun. Kung attitude, like I said, if it's attitude, you go to the comfort room and you look at the mirror and ask the question, is it I, Lord? Okay? 50-50, the answer is yes. Sometimes, 80-20, the answer is yes. Pag may attitude problem, ang team mo, attitude is driven by their thinking about you. Oh, pag may attitude problems sa team ko, for example, I get scared. I really go to the bathroom and I don't have to go to the bathroom, I just think about it. Ano kaya nagawa ko? What am I doing that produces this kind of attitude? Okay? So you have to, as a leader, you have to assume. It is the conservative, it is the humble way to start. Baka ako. Okay? Oh, balik natin yan sa relationships. Pag galit yung asawa mo or hindi kayo nagkakasundo, you have to think, baka ako. As opposed to, talagang asawa ko nito. Kasi there is always two sides to a problem and three versions of the truth. Okay? Yours, your spouse's, and God's. Okay? So, pag may attitude problem, first question, is it I? Now, and that's where you need God with you. Okay? Because you have to, Lord, convict me. If it's me, tell me what it is so I can deal with it. Now, once you've dealt with that, now this is very, very, you know, you are making a self-judgment. And we are very poor judges of ourselves because we are either too kind to ourselves most of the time, or if we're neurotic, we're too hard on ourselves. Okay? So, but that's where you need God. Now, assuming tapos ka na, I don't think it's me, then you talk to the person. If it's you, what should I change? If it's a worker, what is the source of the bad attitude? What should I do to address it? You have to talk to the worker, and you have to say, you know, brother, sister, you know, I noticed you do things this way, you behave this way, and there are issues. What's the problem? How can I help you? Okay, you have to coach people. Now that's a whole other seminar. I'm still doing a seminar on mentoring and coaching, but you sit down. If it's relational, you coach the worker. Okay, magaling ka eh, ganda naman ang attitude mo. Pero pag yung mga tao yung kausap mo, but ang sungit-sungit mo raw. So iba naman, di ka naman masungit. So there's a relational issue here. Hey, you know, learn to forgive or whatever it is. You sit down and you find out what the issue is. But you guys know that. People issues are the easiest to diagnose. They're not the easiest to solve, but they're the easiest to diagnose. Okay? But ang problema sa pag people issue is, you know, the managers generally don't want to deal with people issues. They'd rather put structures. They'd rather improve the process. Kasi, lalo na in a church setting, masyado tayong close. Masyadong malagkit yung situation eh. It's too, you know, masyadong sensitive. But, if it's a people issue, then deal with it. Any questions?
Where do we, put this under? Kasi, if it's a competence of this, the people that you're handling, or if it's attitude. Kasi sometimes, there's some, alam mo yon, may mga decisions or parang along the process na parang common sense, pero hindi niya in-execute. Sometimes sabi ko, ano ba to? Parang is it competence or attitude mo lang talaga na wala kang, na dead ma ka? Something like that. parang it's like in the finance, the gift processing. Parang if there are some bounce checks or whatever, yung mga parang hindi niya na-process, parang along the way, sabi niya, tinago ko lang. Tinago mo. Parang, that's money. Parang, we're talking about the money of donors. Tapos, nakastock siya. And then, malalaman mo na lang, parang ang dami na. Parang, it was a pattern.
Bakit daw niya tinago?
Something like this. Parang, sige, MPD staff, exited na. And then, sa offering envelope, merong nag-donate. Nag-exit na siya. So, in our system, once, parang payroll din siya eh. You will not be able to process already kasi resigned na. Something like that. But, syempre merong may process yun. Right? If yung check na yun, yes, we cannot put it in the system, but then, we can always have alternative na we have to communicate with the partner that actually this has been exited already. Do you want to get back? Or pwede rin naman namin i-credit ulit. I-credit pa rin doon sa tao. Most especially pag transition na siya to as a pastor lang naman. Something like that. But then, I just discovered na like this guy, teens, may mga ganito. Tapos, siya pa yung Tapos, tinago ko lang yung mga check-in na yon na hindi niya ginawa ng paraan. Something like that. Parang, ha? Parang, di ba? Parang, lack of initiative. And, hindi lang yun, parang gano'n, laging gano'n. Parang,
Is there a pattern?
Yeah, there's a pattern eh, kasi hindi lang mga instances na yun. There are a lot of times na, it was parang too late na, as of you said, parang I don't know everything. But then what I did, talagang pinagdaanan ko lahat yung process na ginagawa nila. I should be able to know, I have to master the system that we are using para alam ko yung parang,
but Anna, if there was a pattern, what did you do the first time?
No, but I just discovered, kunwari, for this particular every time yon, yung parang they are so afraid to say, or parang it's so, parang they don't know the parang yung value eh. Eh, kasi akala ko naman, ano eh. Yung ganun lang, parang very casual. Although I've been already in mentoring these people.
What's your hypothesis? Why do you think this is happening?
From, ano, it's been that parang from the start, parang ako, yung culture, it's a culture for them na that's what they've been doing before or nobody has been overseeing them before eh. When I get into that department, parang nasanay sila na diskarte nila something. So there's a lot of process na nabago ko, the structure, and then may ano na. But then every now and then, may madidiscover ka na may nung nangyayari pa rin ganun. So it's a pattern.
Is it the same person?
Yes. Although, pagka, ano mo, so every now and then, parang, oh, parang, okay. Parang it's so hard kasi once na in-address mo, the pattern, di ba? So isang issue yon, i-address mo, you mentor, so next time, parang ganun-ganun. And then all of a sudden, parang dumating na yung point na may madidiscover ka na naman. So like this. So sometimes, yun nga.
So what's your question?
Yun nga, what, parang saan ko siya i-address? Is it really competence or kung attitude ba yun na yun? Kung saan ko siya i-categorize? Yung mga ganun.
You want me to make a guess? You see, my question will be, why doesn't she go to you?
Para ano, this person, parang meron silang alam na process. Parang, siguro, parang strict masyado. Hindi, it's not that eh. For instance, itong encoder, kasi there's a structure eh, that we have like parang, you have a verifier, kasi process-oriented yung ano namin. You have a verifier, sa kanya mo siya, ano, he must know everything, na lahat dadaan sa'yo, parang ganon. And then, mag-i-stop na dun sa tao na yon. Sinabi ko naman sa kanya, parang ganon. Tapos siya, eh, hindi ko alam parang yun ang alam kong ano, hindi ko alam. Parang hindi ko lang nabanggit sa'yo, nakalimutan ko lang.
You know, when you deal with stuff like that, to me, the way I approach that is, number one, the person does not know the job. Okay, because checks that are kept there, I mean, as an accountant, you know there's something wrong there. You have to, because you have to deal with them. So I'll say, the way I'd approach it is, you know, why did you not do anything about the checks?
Or sometimes it's directly deposited already. So floating siya. Yeah. Parang sometimes
ano, sabi mo sa kanya, anong balak mong gawin sana?
I have asked about that. Parang pag may mga issues sa ganun, like for instance, mayroong problema, yung, sometimes concerns of the staff or the donors na yung kinikip nila, tapos hindi nila ina-address kaagad. Siyempre, may, parang there's no sense of urgency, something like that. So, every now and then, ganun, for a particular issue, may, parang, so ano dapat yung gagawin mo? Pagka inano mo na, pag kinonfront mo na, actually, sasabihin ko naman talaga sa'yo yun eh, but then, siguro nakalimutan ko lang because I'm doing, ano, yung ganun.
Yes. Ramir.
In the corporate world, there's a very, parang, efficient way of dealing with ano mga ticket problems. Parang when a ticket comes in, yung an issue comes up, it's monitored, di ba? Via a computerized system or something. Tapos until lumabas yon, naka-monitor yon. So baka yun yung kulang. Kulang doon sa check and balance na. Let's say pumasok kasi yung check eh, pero hindi siya na exit out doon sa system in the processing. So ibig sabihin, walang check and balance doon sa pumasok pero hindi siya nakalabas kumbaga.
Okay, in that case naman, I have in place a system. Like we have batching, parang for the day, parang transaction yon eh. So from the, parang yung aming frontline, the partner relations office, parang may list yan, whatever is being given to us. Tapos, siya, yung batch na yon, it's being, ano, parang passed and received by, kunwari, encoders. So, ganun, naka-ano siya. And then, the system also, to maximize outlook, yung task, ganun, as much as possible, yun, naka-ano sila, para naka-calendar siya. Yung task na yun. Yun
no,
yung,
but the issue is,
kumbaga, in place naman yung system on how it's going to monitor.
Kasi if it is in place, then ibig sabihin, nakikita mo dapat na merong check na floating.
No, in that particular, ano yun, yung kumbaga, batch na siya, di ba? Yung floating na yun, offering yun eh, kumbaga silang dalawa, kumbaga hindi na ako na ano eh. Kumbaga
the what I'm seeing here is this. There is a deviant situation. Okay? The individual does not know how to deal with it. Now instinctively the employee will go to his or her boss. Yes. Kasi there is a deviant situation. Yeah. Okay. Now the issue I'm asking is why, instead of going to you, why does she instead say, I'm not going to resolve this and I'm not going to go to my boss? Because instinctively, there's a deviant situation. Okay? So the question is, why doesn't she go to you? Let's have lunch.
Yeah.
Continue.
Parang to expose kasi a lot of, I think Miss Karen knows this. Parang this particular person kasi parang kumukota na siya, kumbaga, parang ganun. Parang hindi lang ito, parang kumota na, parang lagi na lang maraming, yung marami na lang nasisita sa kanya and all. And then maybe, yun nga, siguro it's attitude din kasi parang nauna sila sa akin doon eh. Parang, siguro parang gusto niyang patunayan na I know better than you are. Parang ganun, parang ganto, ganto.
And Anna, you're the boss.
Yes, I know.
Why doesn't she go to you?
This, dalawa yun eh. Yung isa naman, laging pumupunta. Tapos, pero yung isa kasi, kumbaga yung saan, usually nagmo-monitor, or the one I have assigned as a verifier, ito talagang merong...
That's the question I have. If I worry, that's the question I'm going to ask myself. Why does this person not come to me?
That's the reason why yun. Yung ano din yung relational, parang medyo, ang hirap niya.
That could be the word, because I don't think it's competence. You see, why doesn't she go...
So it's relation.
...to me? There might be something in the climate of your relationship.
I don't know who she's talking about, but that happened to me before. No, it's not that I'm a scary boss, but when the person is incompetent, I'm a very nice boss, actually. Yes, very positive. When they're incompetent in something and they just need to stay in the job, they tend to hide their faults. So it's an overlook. It's not that I think they plan to not do anything about the check, but maybe because they're no longer qualified to stay in the job. It's grown too big for them.
It's not a complicated issue.
No, but they keep it, then they mean to do it later, and then they don't take their job seriously.
When people do not feel safe, they won't come to you. Remember that. People need a safe environment. Nah, if I make a mistake, it's okay. As long as I don't make it the same. If people don't feel safe, they won't go to you. And so it speaks of a leadership style where whatever your style is, as long as your people feel safe, they will come to you. That's what I will encourage people to do. Because there will always be mistakes. And what you want is people will come to you.
Yeah, but Alex, I'm sorry, but what if it's recurring? Is it possible that the person is just not qualified?
Kanya sabi ko may pattern eh. If it's recurring, ibang usapan yon, no? But if the environment is safe, kasi ganito yan. Hey, look, you know me. We have a safe environment. Why didn't you come to me? No, iba yon. So magiging, I'm sorry, I forgot, I didn't care. Oh, so mas klaro yon. But if the environment is not safe, you won't hear the truth. So it's always the leader first. Okay? Why? Kasi ang question ko dyan, Anna, why doesn't she go to you? Kasi instinctively, that is not a very complex situation. Instinctively, there's a deviant situation. So, I can't resolve it on my own. I have to go to my boss. But I'd rather not go to my boss. And then, darating panahon, you discover it. So, ang nakikita ko doon, she does not feel safe. Yan ang